Now holding in part three of Purim Mishulash, I guess it's fitting. For 3 days, we've more or less discussed each one of the days. The first day we discussed Be'ikara in the mitzvah of reading Megillah. On Friday, what is the nature of that mitzvah this year? And Matanos Levyonim, the nature of that as well. That was the first year. Last year, we discussed the mitzvah of Shabbos. That's actually Tesvav. That is the day of Purim. So we discussed a lot of different dinim of saying Al Anisim. You say Al Anisim and you read Vayavo Amalek. And then also we discussed the inyan of, we started to get in the inyan of Seuda because Seuda was Shayach to Shabbos. We discussed the Machlokes about the Yerushalmi, the Ritva and the Meiri thought maybe there's an inyan of Simcha on Shabbos itself. Many disagreed, and that's what we came out Lamaskana was that most of the poskim hold that at the end of the day, the Iker is really like Shulchan Aruch on Sunday. That's how the Rif quotes it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even quote as an honorable mention. He doesn't even quote the other day of doing it on Shabbos. So I did see, and I asked Rav Nevensol a series of questions. I'll just mention this one now. It's in the Maror Makomos here. I just wrote it up, my questions to him. I asked him, is there any... He said there's an inyan to be... We saw Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's an inyan to be Marbe Besuda. So some wanted to say you should be Marbe Besuda. The Yerushalmi's whole problem, if you remember, was that at the end of the day, you're not eating a Suda L'Shem Purim because it's Shabbos at the end of the day. So some suggested is that you wake up early, daven Hashkama, or daven Vasikin, or you're going to daven. You'll have a Suda then. Then you'll have Nacha Suda at 10 o'clock. And then you'll daven Mincha, early Mincha. And then you'll have Sal Suda at like 1:30. So like 3, 4 o'clock, you'll be very hungry again. And you'll have a 4 Suda totally L'Shem Purim. That's how some poskim want to bring down that you should be Mekayim that. So Shlomo Zalman wrote for the Minhag Yerushalayim was never to do that. The Minhag Yerushalayim is just to be Marbe within the 3 Su'udas each time, to be Marbe Yayin, Marbe Basar, Marbe things that you like, L'Chavod Purim, you should say that's L'Chavod Purim, and have that as well. That's where Shlomo Zalman's Eitzah. So I asked Rav Nevensol Shlita if there's an inyan of, because these episodes of Marbe Yayin, is there an inyan of some form of Adalo Yada? Meaning I asked him, is it Kedai to take a nap the Shabbos more than any other Shabbos? So I first started off, is it Kedai to take a nap on the Shabbos? He says, Tamitov Lanuach B'Shabbos, to Kayim Onik Shabbos, to take a little bit of a nap. He said, it's always good to take a nap. So I said, no, is there more of an inyan in the Shabbos? To be Mekayim the Ramah, we know the Ramah says you drink a little more than usual on a normal Purim, that you should drink a little more than usual and take a nap, and then you don't know the difference when you're sleeping between Aram and Baruch Mordechai. That is the Ramah. So Lamaisa, the Rav Nevensol thought, no, he didn't think that there's any inyan to do that. I did see Rav Deblatsky Sefer that we've been quoting a lot all the time, the wonderful Maror Makomos. He actually thought it might be a little bit more than that, that maybe it is Kedai to take a little bit of a nap, like because of Adol Yad B'Chosh for these other shitas out there. Again, Rav Nevensol Lalacha did not think so, but that's how we came out with regards to Shabbos. So is there any other more dinim basically on Shabbos? So there's a few more that I wanted to discuss. The first is the Gemara in Megillah. Those who did Megillah may be familiar with this Gemara. The Gemara continues. The Gemara said, V'amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos. So when you have Purim that falls out on Shabbos, and again, the Rishonim pointed out that the way we have it in our calendar, it's impossible for your Dalet to ever fall out on Shabbos. So the Shaila is only for those who live in Yerushalayim and in walled cities, other walled cities. So the Shaila is, what happens when Purim falls out on Shabbos? Shol and Vidorishim Benyana Shel Yom. Your Shol Vidorish. You had discussed the Alachas. We're going to see exactly what is Shol and Vidorishim Benyana Shel Yom. What does that mean? Shol and Vidorishim Benyana Shel Yom. So, no, let's read off the bat. Let's go to Rashi. Rashi says, what is Shol and Vidorishim? Ma'amidim Turgaman Lefnei Achacham. We have a Turgaman Lefnei Achacham. Lidrosh Igeris Purim Rabbi. To be Dorish the Megillah in public. Dorish the Megillah in public. So now the Gemara asks, my Iria Purim. Why is Purim different every day? Not only Purim, every other Yom Tov is the same with that halacha. This Tanya Moshe Sikin Lamisov. If Takana for Moshe Rabbeinu, she's Sholem Vidorish Binyan Shel Yom. They should be mitzakin that at the end of the day, you should be Sholem Vidorish Binyan Shel Yom. Hilchos Pesach by Pesach, Hilchos Tzaras by Tzaras, Hilchos Chag by Chag. So that we see this by every Yom Tov. That's the halacha. You have to learn the halacha is on the Yom Tov itself. That was a Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. So why is Purim any different? So the Gemara says, Purim is a Chiddush. No, Purim is a Chiddush. Why? Because I would have thought, I would have thought we would think to make a Gzerah because of Rabbah. You guys familiar, remember from last time, what was Gzerah de Rabbah? Very good. You might come to carry what? Megillah. And a place without Rosh Hashanah. So I would have thought here also, you're going to make a Gzerah lest you come to carry the Megillah, because you're going to be Doris to Megillah and Rabbim, so Kamashban is not an issue of carrying because you're going to give the shear. But just to point out, there's a Shaila in the Achronim on this Shabbos, this year, next Shabbos for us. Are you in any Shabbos of the year? Am I allowed to take a Megillah out to learn it? Am I allowed to take a Megillah out to learn it? So the whole Gzera is that Shema Yavirna Dalad Alma, so maybe it should apply to all Megillahs. It should be Mukta Kilo. Right, exactly. So that's a shaila over here. So I thought it was a lachor good raya. That's what we said on Thursday. The lachor is a very good raya to the shita holds that it's mutter. We see over here the chacham is allowed to bring, like, Rashi's lashon is igeres sperm. It sounds like he's sort of bringing a cloth. He's bringing something in public and being dorish from it. So, like, for a yachid, we know that's the same shayla by mila. How come there's not a gzir on Shabbos when mila falls out on a Shabbos that the moel is going to come, or the father is going to carry the baby, or the father is going to carry the knife to the moel to take care of it? It was less, there's a lot less people who know how to do mila than people who know how to read Megillah. So why is it that there's not a gzir? That's a famous question. So Lamaisa, there's a lot of different answers, but Lamaisa, we say, a lot of people say it's on the yachid. So maybe here, I was thinking, maybe it's not an answer because only the Rav has permission ki'ilu to carry it. But that'd be a chilek. We don't know if we see that chilek in Achronim. That only a chacham can be metapel be Megillah. We see it like everybody, though. We don't make a chilek between who you are. So anyway, I just thought it was an interesting gemara for that point also, about carrying. But either way, we hold that that's not an issue. Meaning that, so Rav, Rashi says, to Gazal come, we saw the Kriyas Megillah, you might come to carry it. We're not going there, the drasha. So that, yes. His own, exactly. Yeah, no, that's exactly. That's what I'm trying to make the point. Right, but my point is, when it comes to Megillah, I don't remember seeing that there's a chilek. I think it's just, some say that it's mutter to carry, and some say it's not mutter to carry. I don't think people make a chilek for the chacham. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the mefarshim beferish, maybe the poskim do bring that down. But from what I remember it being a shayla that only the chacham. Meaning, I don't see that third shita. There's either those who say everybody can take a Megillah to learn it himself, or you can't do it at all. I don't remember someone saying that only the chacham can take it based on this gemara. But I could be wrong. I could be that there is a shita out there. But either way, I just thought that was very interesting. But Lamaisa, what do we get from this Gemara? So Tosu says that what exactly was the Gemara saying? My area Purim. So Tosu says fascinating. Tosu says my area Purim de'ein dorshin bo mekodim lachem shloshim mil. That was the trivia I asked. Is there a din of shloshim mil before Purim? So this is the Tosus. Beferer says that there isn't. Tosus says that since Purim doesn't have Shloshim Yom, so then obviously I would have thought that you're going to have to learn the halachas on Yantav itself, because if Melach Shamim said, we're going to learn the halachas. Even the Chagim, which I had a chiv already 30 days before to start learning all the halachas, like Pesach, even there I have a chiv to learn it that day. That's how Tosus learned the question. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva quotes Tosfos in the next source. And the Ritva said, quotes the Tosfos, he says, Perishu b'Tosfos, Dachi makshina ma'ir ha-Purim, she'in dorshin b'nash shal yom, kodim zman sh'religious bo bizmano. Should that be the din? So now the Ritva wants to learn near the Divrayim. Says Tosos, says the Ritva, what do we learn from Tosos? What are you learning? So that's the other shayla I want to discuss. What is Shalim Vidorshin? What am I asking about? What am I learning? We said you're learning Inyane Shalyom. What is Inyane Shalyom? What would you think? What's in Yom Shoyom? Mitzvahs. What else could you have said it is?
Yeah.
Exactly. Very well. Shkach. Very good. So that's Mamash the Machlok. The Ritva quotes Tosos, he thinks, is learning that it's Zafka, the Halachas of Megillah. But what's the Kasha you could ask if it's specifically to learn the Halachas of Megillah on Shabbos? Very good. That's Ritva's point. It's like, you're going to remember for next year? Meaning we read it, when did you read it? Friday. Nobody's bringing Megillah now. Unless you have the Maral Diskin's Kula, maybe the... But Lamaisa, who are you bringing Dorish for? The Rabbim. Nobody's bringing the Megillah right now. So says the Ritva, why am I being Dorish the Halachas of the Megillah right now? Should we Dorish something that's Inyan Shalom? He thinks it should be Davka, the Inyan of the Inyan of the Nes of Purim. And then, you know, like the God of Sheva, and talking about the miracles, all the miracles Hashem did, Pesum and Nisa, and that's what he quotes Rashi, thinks that's Meduek and Rashi, because Rashi says, Matam and Lepturim, Lijosh Igeris Purim, doesn't say Hilgos Purim. It says, We're Doris the Psukim, and discussing what exactly was the what the Pesukim was talking about in the Psukim. And that's what we're learning in the end. So that's what we see from the Rashi, that's what the Ritva wants to say. I hear the title of the Ritva, the Maisa. You could say, Tosfos is saying, we still should learn the halachas, maybe not only the halachas of Megillah also, but maybe also halachas of, we still have Mishloach Manos potentially, if you hold Maisa the way we're going to see that also, about Mishloach Manos. We saw one day on Friday, we're going to see about Shabbos, and we're going to see also about Sunday. So Mishloach Manos is one halacha, you could do all 3 days of Yotzei Shita. We do Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, we're going to see that. It's fascinating. Mishloach Manos. So we see that, so that according to, you could be Dorish, other things are applicable, but either way, that's what the Ritva thinks, but Ikaros. We have Machlokas, the Ritva, and Tosfos. Do you dorish the actual inyana shel neis or the halachas of the Megillah, which would, I think, includes obviously shloach manos b'tanav zionim and suda, which that makes more sense. Tosfos is talking about, and then ensam suda still applies, shloach manos still applies, still have other mitzvahs that still apply. So it makes sense to say that that's important. Okay. It didn't seem to be. No, I don't think I think he argued on that point. So that's the Tosfos. Now we have a Meiri who learns in a little bit different. So first of all, the Meiri has this is one of the Marmakomas. The Meiri writes, "V'noagin from the bold Simchas Suda be'oso ayom." Says Meiri Farish that you have the Suda that day. So he clearly says that we have the sudas of that day, b'simcha on that day. So we see that the Meiri already includes that not just the Indian of the drasha, but he already included before the, I forgot to quote the first part of it, before the bold, was that also your doresh b'rabim, and then including in the rabim, also there's an Indian of simcha of that day. It's interesting, would he still say there's the Indian of like the Meiri, is he arguing the Yerushalmi to say that that really the, it's not Sunday like the Ritva, just Bachal wants to say the Yerushalmi maybe against the Bavli, but like we saw Marim Ibn Chaviv quoted in the Shabura, but Lamaisa, that's the shita of the Meiri. So we have over here the Ritva and Tosos quoting that. So it's very fascinating. First of all, before we get to the Minchas Yitzchak, let's just turn to page 3 for a moment. The Magen Avram quotes this halacha from the Torah in Tafresh Peches Sifkat and Tes. The Magen Avram says, "Ein Koren Hamegillah B'Shabbes." We don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. V'Sholem V'Dorshim B'Nyan Shel Yom. We are Shol V'Dorish. The question is, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch mention it? Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch mention it, Bichlal? So that's what I wanted to get into. That now we'll discuss that based on the Minchas Yitzchak. The Shoel asked him, I think it was Rosh Schlesinger, I think it was Rosh Yeshiva Kol Torah, that's the same Rosh Schlesinger, asked the Minchas Yitzchak, who was the big Dayan Weiss in the Eid HaFaridus, and he asked him, he says at the end of the day, he wants to be Lashon as the Hachzir Atar LeYoshna. To bring back the glory to former days, what's he referring to? The fact that we don't do Shalom V'Dorshin B'Rabim nowadays. We don't have a shir. We don't have people doing it. People aren't so careful with this halacha. So he asked, he said, it's wrong. We should make a, you know, Pashkevil and Allah and Mer and Sharon, everywhere else in our Yerushalayim. Everybody should go. We Shalom V'Dorsh, either go to a shir or do it with their chavrusa. We're going to see that. It has to be B'Rabim Davka. But that's the shayla that was asked to the Minchas Yitzchak. So he talks about the following. He says that he thinks that really, Bashkafa Rishona, he says at the end of the day that we have the regular din of Shalom V'Dorshin on Yantav itself, and for whatever reason, the minhag is not, we don't have like Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, right? You know, everyone comes to Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. On Yantav itself, like the shir that's given a half hour before Yantav, it's usually given by like, sometimes they'll give it by, you know, at least my shul always did, but they sure, they always have like a vrei, someone who's learning, whatever, someone YU, someone giving give the shir a half hour before mincha. Maybe 6-7 people, if you're lucky, 15 people are going to be at that shir, 20 people is like already chiddush. The half hour before that, half hour before Mincha. So it's definitely not like the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, yet the Gemara says Shalom V'Dorshin applies Moshe Tikkun L'Meisol. So why don't we do that? So he already quotes the Inyan of the Bach, the Bach already has this question, so this isn't just a new thing that we think, oh, the Yuridas Adoros, that now people aren't going to the Shir. 300 years ago they were, at the time of the Bach was 300 years ago, already then they also weren't doing this, and he talks about why they didn't do it. And he gives many reasons to it, he gives different reasons. So he thinks that the Minchas Yitzchak first was saying that whatever reason we don't do it during Pesach, to get in all the reasons of the Bach, not going to discuss right now, but whatever reasons that we don't have that minhag, for whatever reason that people aren't going to shir on Yantav itself, so says the Minchas Yitzchak, Lechora, that's the same exact thing, why people would not necessarily go to the shir on Purim, that's Shechal Yisrael B'Shabbos, that's in a Rebbe Shulah. However, he then says, after the Iyun, I looked in the Rishonim, I learned the Sugya, I actually think it's actually a Machlokas Rishonim. Because there's a Machlokas Rishonim fundamentally as to whether or not, Bichlal, this is the regular din of Shalom V'Dorshin. What was the Gemara Shakla V'Tarya? What exactly was the Gemara saying, my area Purim, what was the Maskana? So the Minchas Yitzchak thinks it's actually a Machlokas Rishonim. If you go back, the Gemara says again, what was the difference between Purim, between all the other Mitzvot? The Gemara says, I would have thought to make a Gzera Derab, but Kamashbal, you don't. So the question is it now just a regular Shalom V'Dorshin? Is that the Maskana of the Gemara? Or is it really just a different Takana? It's Bechal, a different Takana that we don't have the Megillah. So since we don't have the Megillah, there's a special Takana that's why we don't, that's why we specifically have the din of Pirsumei Nisa to have the Megillah ready for us. So he says it's actually Machlokas, the Tosos and the Rashba. If you look in the first non-bold line, so he writes, so I just paraphrase that paragraph in the bold, and now he's saying, Ulam, the Tosfos over there learns that Rabbi Shimon Levi is Dafka Bechal B'Shabbes Amar, D'Sholom V'Dorshin, L'Fish Ein Kornis HaMegillah, Shum Zedah D'Rav. What does Tosfos say over there? What's the whole reason that we're making this whole big spiel, the Rav is giving the Drasha, because we don't have the Megillah, so what Pirsum HaNisa is going to be? Yeah, we say Al Nisim Shmon Esrei, but Lamaisa, like a big Pirsum HaNisa for everybody. When are we going to have that? Says the Tosfos. It's specifically on the Drasha. So says it says Pashut. The Minchas Yitzchak she tossed Hadin to Shalom V'Dorshin Bepurim Shechalas B'Shabbes is a Dafka din of Shabbos and not a din of Chol. And he thinks that that's also Lechora what the Rambam holds. That's what he said. Zelashono shalom v'dorshin b'ilchas Purim, but also Shabbos. And Madugan Rosh, another Rambam. He doesn't say shalom v'dorshin b'Purim every single day when Purim falls out on a weekday. However, if you look at the earlier bold, he quotes a Rashba. He quotes a Rashba that says Chidushei Rashba, starting the third line of the bold. Going back, I went a little out of order, but just I wanted to do the Tosfos first. Now he quotes a Rashba that argues on this Rambam and Tosfos. The Rashba says, to the kaparich my area perm, to the kasaga daytach the hadir shmulei mishum they came unto ain korim b'bayom asamangila the lekar persumenis of a peb b'bayom says the Rashba we don't have persumenisa that day b'chlal when is persumenisa when you're reading Megillah so you don't have persumenisa so therefore what says the Rashba he goes on a different kivun as Tosfos he says mishum achi tzarech lidrosh b'bayom behelchosav kedei lefarsim nisa b'peb yomo umar area perm afil yomtov shanim esaski b'vnoagim elkodesh afilu kach sholem v'darshim b'bayom kenyal. So what does the Rashba say? That what's the difference between Purim, that you don't have any mitzvahs, even when we are doing the mitzvahs? Meaning, even when it's a regular yontiv of Sukkot, it's a regular yontiv of Pesach, when I'm doing the actual Haggadah, when I'm actually shaking the lulav and sitting in the sukkah, what bigger persuma nisa is there than actually doing the mitzvah, commemorating which why I'm commemorating that holiday? Says the Rashba, on those yamim tovim, we still have a mitzvah persuma nisa. So the question is, on Purim, obviously you're going to have the mitzvah persuma nisa. But what does the Rashba come at lamaskara? Says him in Chazit Zach Bajah, what happens if Purim falls out on a weekday? Would there still be an inyan of shalom v'dorshin according to Rashba? Why not? But what about, he says that it applies to Yantiv though. He says it applies to Sukkot, and it applies to Pesach, and it applies to Shavuos, when we are being Osek in the mitzvah. Not Tosfos.
No, I'm saying Tosfos would say that it wouldn't apply to the Yantiv.
Oh, that's a very good question. Let's first analyze the Rashba, then we'll get back to how could Tosfos answer the question. That's a very good point. But Lamaisa, in the Rashba though, Rashba saying that you have Pesach, you are Ozek Nemitzah, yet there's a halacha of Shalom V'Dorshin. He's saying that's what the Gemara was asking. The Gemara was asking why is Purim any different? That even, I know, meaning it's so pashut to me, you should be Shalom V'Dorshin Shabbos of Purim, because I know even when you're Ozek in the Mitzvah, we learn that halacha from Pesach, from Purim, that even when you're actually Ozek with your Yadayim in the Mitzvah, still I have a Chiyah of a Shalom V'Dorshin. So according to the Rashba, learns in Minchas Chitzchak that no, not like you're saying, sorry, but the Lamaisa, what is the Shah in the Rashba? He learns up the Rashba that we're saying that Be'etzim, a person has a Chiyuv to be Shol V'Dorish even when the mitzvah applies. So according to the Rashba, when Purim falls out on a week, do I have a Chiyuv to be Shol V'Dorish? Yes, because it's no different than the other Yom Tov, when I still have a mitzvah, I should still be Dorish. So says in Minchas Chitzchak, Lafi the Rashba, it's no different than Shol V'Dorishin. So he wants to come out the following, that if we don't, if the Rashba is right in the sugya, and that's how we learn the sugya, so then what comes out is that this is no different than another Sholem V'Dorshin. And for whatever reason, again, going to that Bach, like the four or five different reasons the Bach gives to why we're not Machmer, Minhag HaOlam hasn't really changed on that Inyan. We don't have a formal drasha on Yantav itself, okay? Maybe we should try to do that, but Lamaiso, let's start with that halacha before. If it's not going to be the case, then Purim is no different than the rest of the year, meaning the Purim falls out on a weekday, you should also be Dorish. Do we know anybody during a regular Purim? Besides for Purim Torah, if I'm saying, is there a formal drasha on Purim itself to discuss the halachas of Purim? No. So if that's the case, doesn't mean chatzis itself on the chora. It shouldn't have to be a chiyuv more than any other year. However, if he says Tosfos or the Rambam is right, then lechora it should be a chiyuv. So how does he come out? He says lechora you should for sure machmir to Rambam and Tosfos. Like lemaisa, that's for sure a very strong on lechora. If it's a Rambam and Tosfos against Rashba, he thinks for sure you should at least be choshish for the Rashba and the Tosfos. And therefore, he thinks that at the end of the day, at the end of bottom of page two, that minhag olam she'en dorshin purim b'chol ein bechti rak lafkia es. He says, during the weekday, he says, okay, so that's why the minhag olam is mekil, because that's what we said normally about yomim tovim. However, when it comes up on Shabbos, l'kulei alma mutav achal, hachiyuv shoshom v'dorshim yomim, he thinks for sure, he says, maybe even the Rashi would agree that there's still more shtick, a little bit more of a chiyuv, but he said, for sure, Tosfos, for sure in the Rambam. So therefore, v'yesh l'achzir t'alershon, you're right, Rosh Lezinger. I think we should have a formal shol and v'dorshim. So that is fascinating. That's Minchas Yitzchak thinks it should. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. So it could be. I'm not giving up shari now. But lechora, if the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it, maybe he actually learned like the other stad of the. But he does mention Shalom V'Dorshin by Pesach. It's a little bit of shtickle kasha though, because Shulchan Aruch does mention it by Hilchos Pesach, where the Bach already gives reasons that we don't do it, but the Shulchan Aruch still quotes the din. So why isn't he mentioned by Purim? It's a little bit of a tzarachin. You could say that he already mentioned it by Pesach, so he knows that you already know this halacha. But lechora you should mention it again. It's a little interesting why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. But at the end of the day, the Magen Avraham does mention it, and Mishnah Berurah quotes his Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Reish Peches over there on that same sif as the Magen Avraham. He quotes in page three now with third source. He says in the bold, Vishal and Vidarshin, Bo Bayom, Behilos Purim, Kadesh Yaskiru, Inyana Shayom, Machal Bechol, Yotzinai de Kriyas Megillah. So he does quote, like Tosfos, he paskins Lakula and Chol. So Mishnah Berurah is paskining like that other side of the Minchas Yitzchak, that really during the weekday, it's like the regular kriya is going to be yotzei your pesumin is like Tosfos. However, on Shabbos you don't have the kriya, so you for sure should be shalom v'darshan. So after Reventzel said, how do we paskin? Again, Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. That's very important, but the Mishnah Berurah does. So he thought, yes, there is an inyan of shalom v'darshan on Purim. However, if Neventzel is mechadesh, that he thinks you don't have to do it b'rabbi, you could do it with yourself to be shalom v'darshan to yourself or with a chavrusa. And you'd be yotze that way. So I asked Rav Neventzel, if there is a formal shir, people are going to be makbid about this, and you have a chavrusa, or for whatever, you have your only mudim, and you'll be able to be mekayim at a different time, what's better? Should you go do the pirsum anisa, go to that shir? Or, I asked Rav Neventzel, is it better to just keep your chavrusas? Rav Neventzel's answer, he thought better to keep your chavrusas. Very interesting. Meaning that chumrah, that aspect of the actual former shir, Rav Neventzel thought maybe not, you don't have to be mekayim like that. He does think Shalom Vendorshan exists, like the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah. However, he doesn't think that a person formally has to have a drasha. It might be kedai because people don't know this halacha, like in yeshiva, it might be kedai. Someone give a shir next week. Maybe give us go through these marmakomas and give the shir about the Indian of giving a shir.
Just sit there
by the speaker, just play Rav talking. Yeah, but Shabbos. So you have to the speaker before Shabbos. So Lamaisa, but you can go through it. Go, yeah, you keep the marmakomas and you give a chavur. So Alvadoshim, Mikhayim this din. Yes. So that was. Now, I think we've finished most of the dinim of Shabbos itself. We're going to get back to some of them because some are going to be linked to which halachas apply on Sunday. So what about the din of Mishloach Manos? So we saw already one sheet of the Chazon Ish thought it was Friday. Yes?
Good question.
Yeah.
According to Rashi, he said that... Who said
Pirshim
Minis? He said that, on Shabbos, there's no Pirshim Minis. Tosfos. What about
Parshas
Amalek and
Al? So that is a great question. So Al Nisim, Al Nisim is more kach because Vayavo Amalek is not necessarily, that's not Pirshim Minis of Purim per se, right? We read Vayavo Amalek to remember that Haman was from Amalek, so you can argue that point. You could argue Vayavo Amalek might not necessarily be the biggest Pirshim Nisa, but Al Nisim are talking about making good, very good R. That I hear more because Chazar Sashat would say, the Chazan is going to say Al Nisim out loud to everybody. Maybe people are coming late to shul. I don't know, we have takanas for people coming late. Maybe also we were afraid that not as many people would be there for that point of shul. I don't know. It's a good point.
The point about Nisim is Pirshim
Nisa. That's also maybe true. Maybe the meaning it is. I think yeah. I think part of it is a kium of Pirshim Nisa. It's also Hodah, obviously to Hashem. At that point, right? You could say maybe a karen is a hodas. It's not really part of simanisa, but you are mekayim from simanisa when you say it for sure. No one's going to say that you're not mekayim when you say alanizim out loud and telling everybody mimim mordechai vester b'shishin avira. Right? I hear what you're saying. It's not the ikar reason. Fine. So maybe we're making a new type, like a new ikar reason that a person should be darash. I hear what you're saying. Fine. But that's a very good question. Also, I didn't answer a question of how Tosfos responds to Rashba. I think it's a very good question with that. That Rashba says what Yomim Tovim. That's a very good point. What would Tosfos say about other Yomim Tovim? So Tosfos would say, I don't know, you have to say it, meaning, because at the end of the day, there are other mitzvahs hayom, Pesach, Sukkot, obviously, right? You're sitting in the Sukkah, you're doing a matzah, so like, you're Mekayim it, so maybe Shvishal Pesach, maybe other days, like, I don't know, think about it, it's a good, maybe Shmini Atzeres, that's their mitzvahs hayom, that'll be persvarsim that chag, I don't know, it's a good question, that's a very good question. So now, we have the din in the Mishnah Berurah, says, so what about when do you do Mishloach Manos? So we saw again reminding ourselves, so the Chazon Ish said you could do it Friday. Are there any other sheets? So the Mishnah Berurah says that you do, the Yerushalmi says you do the Suda on Sunday, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Ahuah din Memela, what's going to come out as Mishloach Manos are Talway. We know, right? What is the whole purpose of Mishloach Manos? That's why you have to give specific two things that can be eaten during the meal. That's all Shaila about unprepared food or money. Right, because it has to be maybe something that's ready to be eaten. That's the whole shaila. But Be'ikar and everyone agrees that the whole Mishloach Manos is done for the purpose of the meal. So if that's the case, it says Mishabura Pashat Svara. Says the Pashat Svara says the Mishabura that it should be that din of come would follow is that you should do the Mishloach Manos on Sunday as well. And the Purim Mishulash writes that Rova Poskim Kimat Kachol Poskim says the Mishloach Manos is on Sunday, and he writes that that's a Minag Yushalayim. And he writes that's the point that he thinks for sure that Iker had din. However, if you look in Halicho Shlomo, he writes that turning on to Relay Source 4, on page 4, he writes that Mishloach Manos Kvar Nisparseim Sherabeinu Hida Lishloach Petzina Gam B'Shabbos. Wow. There was this other Shita that if the Inyan of really Purim is really on Shabbos, so he would give on Shabbos Petzina himself Gam B'Shabbos. So Pam Shalach Bayom Vav. And one time he even did it on Friday. I find it fascinating because it's now in Halichu Shlomo, so it's obviously going to be farsim. The whole world is going to know that Rav Shlomo Zalman did it B'tzinnas. I asked Rav Neventzel Shlita about both of these inyanim, Friday and Shabbos. So Rav Neventzel told me that Shabbos, he thought it is kedai to give to one person b'tzinnah also, that you should give to one, not more than one person, but you should be mekayim, try to be mekayim this din of mishlach manos, the hiddur of doing it on Shabbos only to one person and not do it, the mefarsim it to a lot of people. And Friday, I was very interesting. Rav Neventzel said there's no inyan. Like, he's not, you don't have to be machmir b'chol.
Why did you do b'tzinnah?
Because I guess it's really not, it's not going around. Like, it's, we will really hold that it's Sunday. We hold like Mishnah Berurah. We hold like that shita that's really Sunday. So we don't need to go. Also, the svar that I've heard, Pasha, why it shouldn't apply to Shabbos, if the whole gzera of Rabbah applies to Megillah, why wouldn't it apply to Mishlach Manos? Yeah. Meaning you're not going to carry, obviously you're going to come to carry that. That's where we actually have to bring it to your friend who doesn't live with you. Meaning you're going to bring it somewhere else. Right, and a chanami. So even one person you're saying should also be a shayla. Yeah, that I hear. But lamaisa, that's one of the main reasons. Another reason we don't have it. Also, if we really hold like the Yerushalmi, the Suda Sunday, it's another point. Like that's then the whole takana should be Sunday.
Well, maybe it's good the whole way that the issue doesn't like. You go to your friend's house, your friend gives you food.
Right, and Akhanami, but I'm saying the same thing about Megillah. Why does it make a takana? Everyone just stay in the shul, nobody leave. Matzah, we don't know that. We hold the Gzeirah Rav applies across the board. People are going to make mistakes. People are going to come to carry it, and places are not going to carry it. So you're going to tell me it didn't apply to Mishlach Manos. So that's a shayla stuff right there. Like, how can it possibly be? But either way, if Shlomo Zalman, maybe that's why you don't do it more than one person do it. But Tzina, you don't have to, you do it just one person. Right, people get confused. So you don't want to necessarily get, yeah, exactly. People are going to start thinking the Iker Din is on Shabbos, and that's not the case. It's only. Right, exactly. People are confused. There's a lot of reasons why you could think about why. But it's interesting. Until I asked him about Friday, and he said, like, you don't have to be machmir b'chol. And it sounded like b'chol, as opposed to, he's machmir, meaning Chazon Ish hold Minchas Yitzchak, I think also, actually. Shuvas Fan August, maybe I'll like that Chazon Ish. People really hold the Iker Din is Friday. Rav Neventzel said not that way, so everyone has to... I didn't ask him. I don't want to push him and say, well, the chazan, because whenever you do that, then he just says, lo yoda, because you're going to start pushing him and say, the chazan here says to do it on Friday. Like, people have done that before. If you ask him, no, Shiloh will say a psak, and then we'll say, well, Chaim Ganievsky says, so then he'll say, lo yoda, because he's not going to befer, yeah, he learned the sugya that way, but if you're going to befer, bring him a gadol that he is machshim more than himself, he's not going to be mesaches usually. You could say that there's a shita. If you don't say chazan, just my name, maybe he won't think it's like a zilzal. You could say, maybe you could ask him, like, why doesn't the Rav think that it's connected to on Friday? There's a lot of shittas like that. Maybe he'll say, lay down to that also. But Lamaisa, he told me he doesn't think you have to be machmir. Bechlal, which I thought was interesting because the Bletsky or Permish Lua thought for sure, if you're already being mahadir and to do the extra chumras, he thought Shabbos and Friday, you should do both of them if you can. Right, Echanami, I don't think you're losing out on anything. But I can't go over and tell you to do it. But Lamaisa, will I do it? I don't know. Maybe. I like Chazanish, I saw the sugya. A lot of people say it. To Mekayim, again, there's an Indian people have Mahadir against all the to be Mekayim Mashitas when you can. So it's not a big deal for me. I think I will give one, but I don't know if I can say that Beferish because the Mehmet's also not that way. So
could it be that it's like 2 days in advance of the Suda, so maybe
you're not in the Suda? Right, that's a Mishnah Berurah's point. But at the end of the day, what do you make you're saying? What are you doing wrong? You're just giving your friend a gift. So, right? I don't know. That's another point. So, what about wearing Shabbos clothing on Sunday? So the permishulah thinks pashat lovshin big de Shabbos gam kolim rishon v'chein mesharnas shoshonas. You leave the Shabbos, you know, you have the white tablecloth. A lot of shulim put white tablecloths for Shabbos. He thinks that you should be doing that as well. It's interesting that he does quote that the Rav, who was it? Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, the Rav Yerushalayim, for many years. He would like always like not wear his strimal on that Sunday and like pretend he like left it. Like, I guess because everyone was wearing big de Shabbos, but like he was like a little choshish not to wear. He quotes that, like he'd always, like, every time Purim Shulish came out, like, every 10 years, he'd, like leave his shrimal, like, oh, I left my shrimal. Because I guess the minig was people do it, Shabbos, but he was choshish, maybe not to. But Lamaisa, it seems to be a minig all on Yerushalayim for sure to wear big day Shabbos. What about Tachanan? So, Pasha, we don't say Tachanan or Lametzeach because it's Yom Mishtev Simcha Vers. What about those in Yedalit? Because them, it's mamish nothing. It's regular Tezayin for them. It's like they're not even in of Tashlumen for the Suda. They had Yedalit, they had Tezvav. For them, it's seemingly over. So if Shlomo Zalman thought in Alichos Shlomo that since it's Yemei Mishta V'Simcha for a good portion of Klal Yisrael, Hashem, thousands of Yidden living in Yerushalayim, he thought that everyone shouldn't have to say Tachanun. However, so Purim Shulash quotes that he thinks that there are Yesh V'Yesh. He thinks that there are people who say to say Tachanun at that point. To say Tachanun, that's fascinating. One more fascinating shita is that of the Or Sameach. So, and Chamir V'Chai asked this also. The Yerushalmi says that there's a tashlumen for the Seuda, right? The Yerushalmi never says when that tashlumen is. So we know that the Gemara was Dorish Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. Anyone know what that Joshua was? Yemei? To teach you not at?
Right.
Very good. You're not yet to the Seuda at nighttime. That's why some would dafka not have meat at night to show that it's not the Iker Seuda's Purim.
But we said there's an Indian a little bit. There are makot stuff in the Mordechai. We saw that already, that to have the night before a little bit. So, but that's only by the actual Iker Suda. Says the Chayav Chaya, maybe in the Tashlumin, maybe you should do it at the earliest possible time, which will be Motzei Shabbos. No, Friday night is Shabbos, meaning in Echnami, but no. The earliest you could do is Shabbos Day, because that's Tezvav. That tells what, but the Shiloh would be once you're not doing a Shabbos, let's say you'll do Shami. So you're not doing a Shabbos, so then once the earliest time is Motzei Shabbos. Make a Gevaltik, Lav Malka, Adol Yadav Lav Malka.
Who is this?
The Chayav Chaya has this question, and the Or Sameach quotes this.
Why can't you push up the Zuda to Friday?
Because that was the Shiloh getting into Chakir that we had in the first year. Is it really Be'etzim Purim for us? It's just Gzeirah the Rabbah that we're reading the Megillah. First of all, also the Gemara learns that we're not Makdim it because it's not really the Iker Zman yet. Tezvav is Iker Zman for Suda for us. You made Mishnah V'Simcha is really for us Tezvav. We have a heter to be Makdim the Megillah, but because Lo Yavor tells us you can't delay it. But we don't have a Lo Yavor, Lefidu Shalmi at least. We don't have a Lo Yavor to the Suda. Right. But so only because of Lo Yavor. Lo Yavor is only with regards to Mikra Megillah.
Ah.
So that's because really it's a tashlumin. It's like we don't have Shabbos, so we have tashlumin. It's like we have tashlumin for davening. We have tashlumin here. Everyone's tashlumin kilo because nobody's allowed to do it on Shabbos. The tashlumin is the next day. That was the machlo. That was how some wanted. That was what Rabbi Maran ben Chaviv. Many, meaning the, according to the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch Paskins, no, there is no machlokas. The Bavli agrees to Yerushalmi that really the Suda should be done on Sunday. That's how those answer the Bavli. Actually, they say that the Bavli is saying the Gemara says Vlo Yavor. Our Gemara says Vlo Yavor clearly about Mikra Megillah, so you can't do anything on Tez Zayin. They say that that's only with regards to when the Iker day of reading the Megillah should be. However, this is Tashlumin. The Suda really is Tezvav, but you can't do Tezvav. So you're making it up. You're making up Shabbos Suda. It's kilu like you're just doing Shabbos Suda on Sunday. That's how they explain the Vart. Yes.
If the whole point is that, you should do it as soon as possible after Shabbos, you couldn't do it on Shabbos, so you can push it off. You can't do it at night, so you should also push it off.
Right, so that's what they're saying. So that would be true if they're just mesupak whether the drusha applies to the tashlum and suda. You're right, if the Mishnah V'Simcha applies, but it doesn't. Yemei Mishnah V'Simcha is referring to Yadal and Tezvav. You never see it applies to Tezayin, that's their Shaila. They're saying, does the drusha really apply to the Tashlum and Suda that we're doing? If they're learning it's clearly the Tashlum and Suda, the Shaila is, does it apply to that? So they want to learn, maybe it's really done that Motzei Shabbos. So really now we have three Shitas for Suda. We have three Shitas Mishloach Manos, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Now we have three Shitas for Suda as well. Shabbos, well actually four Shitas for Suda. Shabbos morning, not as a separate Suda. Then we have another Shita that says, no, do another Suda on Shabbos, a fourth Suda. Now we have a Shita of Motzei Shabbos, and a Shita now of Shabbos Sunday morning. So if you're brisker, you're machmir the ganze Shitas, you'll be a little bit out of it. If you hold Adol Yad the Rambam, you'll Adol Yad the Rambam, and you hold your machmir for all these Shitas, you'll be out of it for a long time. From Shabbos morning till Shal Shudas, well, till Shudar Revius, not Shal Shudas, till Malav Malka, and then my Nachas Suda the next morning. Oh, maybe Nachamal should do five Sudas some season. Now, look, I think within this Chakira, maybe they should say you should do Malav Malka. Five Sudas you can do with Malav Malka.
People who are suffering if they're outside
Yerushalayim
are in, they have 3 days.
Yeah, that's a very good Shraka Suda. So a very fascinating din from Rav Shlomo Zalman that I saw also quoted is what about someone who forgot to get Matanos Lev Yonim on Friday? So now just the sort of questions I discussed from Nevinsel and Rav Shlomo Zalman is and discussed Rav Shlomo, that's in Aleichos Shlomo is a question is what about a guy who forgets to give Matanos Lev Yonim on Friday? So what should he do?
He lives outside of
Mukhafin. So Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that you'd be allowed, if you can, bring him like food on Shabbos. You give him food that he's able to eat. So then he's your Mekayim, because the Iker point is for the Suda also, for the Maniyim. So then he thought, potentially, that you'd be Mekayim the Suda as a Tashlumin for Shabbos. So I didn't quote this B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman. So I asked Rav Nevinsel, can a person be Mekayim the Tashlumin? He's like, Adiv Shil Alishkoach. And he said, Ulai. That with regards to, I think Rosh Hashanah's also Lashon was maybe. Ra'way. He says Ra'way that you should try.
The Tashlumin using the food.
Why wouldn't it be able to? Because the Iker day was Yudalad for this year. Meaning you don't have a Chiyuv of Mishloach Manos. It's just like Megillah. We saw one of my guys Onis and forgot to do Megillah. We had those Shitas. There were Achronim who said that he can be Mekayim on Shabbos, but most disagreed with that. We hold that the Gzeirah Derabah still applies. So maybe Matanos Lev Yonim, the whole din is a Yudalad. The Rosh Hashanah writes, what about a Bar Mitzvah boy? Is Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos? We had a whole Shiloh about what to do with the Mekir Megillah. What about Matanos Lev Yonim? Is he going to be chayav to bring like a plate of food to an ani? So he thinks that he's Pater Lekulei Amam. I'm just thinking, why? If you say the same chakira, maybe he would say he's patur legamri from Megillah. But if you hold like that Mariel Diskin and others, apparently Rav Moshe Chaim Zonnefeld held like that way. Also, if you hold like that shita that said that that for the bar mitzvah boy he is allowed to lean on Shabbos, I was thinking maybe he should also be chayav in matanos savyonim. He should go out with chiyav to bring him food. I'm not sure. I didn't ask him until that shayla. If within the Mariel Diskin, should you say that there's really a full fledged chiyav?
I went to Rav Chizkiya Friday night. Yes, a riddle to the guy.
Yeah.
He said, what's one time on Purim where you could say Megillah reading with a bracha? So the answer was
Megillah reading?
Yeah, you can do Megillah reading on Shabbos with a bracha.
Oh, for the bar mitzvah boy who's bar mitzvah on Shabbos?
Yeah.
That's Mariel Diskin. Very good. Yeah. Very good. So, Lemaisa, that's, very good shmah. So that would be the shita over there. A very fascinating last shayla. End off with this is that someone asked the Minchas Yitzchak the following shayla is: we know that we don't say Hallel on Purim. The Gemara asked that question. And we know one some of the Gemara's answers. The Gemara has, I think, three answers there. Why don't we say it? Very good. The Megillah to why don't we say Hallel? Megillah. So the Gemara gives one answer: Kriyasa Zoi Lula, Akase Avdei Chashvei Rosh Hashanah, and Eretz Yisrael. Right? This is Gemara said that we shouldn't bring that. That's Eretz Yisrael. So they're not. Is that the Gemara? The Rishonim bring that what? So yeah, but I think that's or leading to the Gula Shleva. Maybe it's calling to that either. But either way, that's it. So the Meiri actually learns Pshat. The Meiri learns Pshat in that Gemara over there that the Iker reason is actually Kriyasa Zuhi Lula. So he thinks Lamaisa. What happens if a guy for whatever reason is not able to read Megillah on Yadalit or if he's in Mekav and Tezvav? So what should he do? He should say Halal. We should say Halal Shalom. That's the Meiri Shita. And it's not just the far-fetched Meiri. The Birkei Yosef quotes this Meiri, and the Shari Tshuva also quotes it. So he asks, though, at the end of the day, Rava has the other reason. He says, maybe in a Chanami that we should still say it without a bracha. That's what they suggest. So the Shoal asks the Minchas Yitzchak, why is it that this year, if the Meiri is really right, why don't we have a Takana that everybody should say Halal? We don't have Kriyas Zohi Lula, so let's be Mekayim the Kriyas Zohi Lula with the Halal on Shabbos. Again, when you don't have Megillah, the Meiri, the Birkei Yosef suggested doing that. So it's very fascinating. He goes back and forth about it. He really entertains it. It's like a very legitimate question. And he says, L'maisa though, Shulchan Aruch and Nosa Kelim, don't bring this down. Like, you have to quote this halacha.
We had Megillah
on Friday, yeah, but he's wondering about Shabbos, though. We don't have Kriyas Zohi Lula on Shabbos. Well, you're right. So he thinks apparently the Meiri held that was the Iker reason. You have to go with that also. You have to make that anacha. He says maybe Enochanami, maybe the other Rishonim disagree with that Bechal. He says at the end of the day that if you if a person really wants to say Chatzi Halal and have in mind that if he's not supposed to be saying it, because there's also an issue with saying Halal when you're not supposed to be saying Halal. A person's a Choref and Megadif, the Lashon of the Gemara. When you're not supposed to be saying Halal and you really say Halal, so it's like there's a problem to say Halal when you're really not Chayav in it. That's all Shaila about not getting into the politics of Yom HaTzvaut and 1967. But the Lamaisa, that's all Shaila of Yom HaShoalim. There's a Shaila about it because it adds him to really an Isser if you're not supposed to be saying it. That's how the Rav Soloveitchik wanted to learn. That's how others, that's what Minchas Yitzchak seems to be learning also, that it's Usher to say Halal. So he says maybe you could say a Chatzi Halal without a Bracha. And he says that Ena Chanami, maybe you will do that. And he says, and at the end of the day, if a person did that, it wouldn't have like tannis against him. Like he doesn't say it's a formal takana, but if a person wanted to read a chatzi halal, he's not opposed to it without a bracha, because maybe this far, it's a fascinating question, bichlal, but that's a fascinating deal. Okay, so I think that we've covered Mirtz Hashem. Hopefully we'll mekayim all the dinim of kiblu v'kiblu, mekayim all the dinim of Purim Meshulash, very fascinating dinim. It's mamish one sif in Shulchan Aruch, and we see how many dinim come up all the time, different halachas about it. Also, I saw, I think also was asked, is there a tashlumen for Matanos Lavion? Let's eat into Friday or Shabbos, Sunday. Is there any Indian of tashlumen? I forgot if someone also discussed that as well, but that's one last shayla that comes up. Okay? Shkoyach.